Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Louis XVI was the king of France in 1789. He was worse than Louis XV. He was worse than Louis XIV. He was worse than Louis XIII. He was the worst since Louis I. King Louis was living like a king, but the people were living rotten. So the people, they started an uprising, which they called the French Revolution. And of course you remember their battle cry, which will never be forgotten. You went the wrong way, old King Louis. The population cried, 'cause all you did was sit and pet with Marie Antoinette in your place at Versailles. And now the country's gone kablooey, so we are giving you the air that ought to teach you not to spend all your time fooling round at the Folies Bergères. If you had been a nicer king, we wouldn't do a thing. But you were bad, you must admit. We're gonna take you and the queen down to the guillotine and shorten you a little bit. You came the wrong way, old King Louis, and now you ain't got far to go. Too bad you won't be here to see that great big Eiffel Tower or Brigitte Bardot. To you, King Louis, we say fooey. You disappointed all of France. But then what else could we expect from a king in silk stockings and pink satin pants? You filled your stomach with chop suey and also crepe Suzette's and steak. And when they told your wife Marie that nobody had bread, she said, let them eat cake. We're gonna take you and the queen down to the guillotine. It's somewhere in the heart of town. And when that fella there is through with what he's gonna do, you'll have no place to wear your crown. You came the wrong way, old King Louis. Now we must put you on the shelf. That's why the people are revolting, 'cause Louis, you're pretty revolting yourself.
Coast to coast, the Possum Hour theme. Alrighty then. I hope my sound is 5x5. Because, I'm hearing gargling. Trying to reconnect there, but, you know. UFO was only on one season, Ford says. I did not know that. That was, man, that's a long time. That's like early 70s. Early. Well, goody. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend, and that your week ahead is full of promise. 1970, there you go. Because I remember watching that summer of seventh grade, I think. It was in reruns by then. Okay. Well, this is day 997 of All-Star Celebrity Shit Show. Congratulations. All of you who survived. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Blue Velvet Portable Oxygen Units, and Presidential Pampers for Extreme Spleen Venting. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. On days it's Possum Hour, Fridays, Possum Hour, Friday, Possum Hour. Every week, clobbering time, and he does a weekend football thing, too, which I could care less. I think football is like, you know, bread and circuses. They want to give people something to cheer about and get all into on Sundays so they forget about all the fact that they're getting screwed. I don't know. Maybe not. It's a rough game. Well, anyway, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
Happy Thanksgiving to all you in Canada. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Once upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He's good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other candy that I love so well.
Oh! Why, there's our first caller. Welcome to
This air's Carl.
Hey, Carl, how's the campaign going, buddy?
You mean my candidacy for president of the United States? America.
Yeah, that's the one. How's it going?
Well, happens I lost all my funding. Had to step down. Really, all I got to show for it is shed full of yard signs.
Wow. Well, if you don't mind me asking, what happened?
Well, seems I've been on the wrong coke, brother. Well, all right then.
Rock, 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 rock My brain hurts!
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
George B. Bopper.
Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a B. Bopper. Bop, bop, bopper. B. Bopper. Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh. Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh, a bee-bop. Oh. Cool, man. Real, 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 real George. Oh. Cool, man. Real, 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 real George. Cool, man.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby, clap, 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 clap.
Clap, clap, clap.
All clap, right. Clap, fucking clap, clap, clap.
There you have it. That's real George. Real George.
It was real George. right as I had to hit the cue, Ted had to go out. So that was
okay.
Ted's
the play for that.
Look at you. You don't open the door, you're gonna pee on the floor. I'm telling you. Don't. Okay. Hi, Ted. You back? You take a wee wee. Good boy.
All right, Ted.
There you go, Maroon. Oh, man, you're getting picky, dude. That's a good treat. Oh, and then he picks it. He goes, I don't want that. I throw it on him, put it on the floor. He goes, oh, no, I want that motherfucker. Give me that.
He wants liverwurst. That's what he wants, liverwurst.
He's getting plenty of liverwurst. It's got to be bad for him, too, you know, to eat all that rich liverwurst, but eh.
What the hell?
A little too late for worrying about his waistline.
There you go.
Jesus, get cold in Philly, is it?
Off and on. It was pretty nice today. A little chilly at times, but not too bad.
Beautiful day today, but it's getting cold now. Getting cold
now. I kind
of
like that weather. I like jacket weather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I need pockets to keep my cigars in. Jacket pockets.
Well, Ford said they had a dang blizzard up there.
Good God, how they do it?
A blizzard already.
Jesus Christ.
Sheesh. Yeah. Crazy time.
Oh, you got that right. All right.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yep.
All our Canuck friends, our Canadian pals. And our Canadian enemies, too. What the fuck?
Yeah, what the hell?
Holy. It's Thanksgiving, you know?
Uh-huh. They're having a lot.
Ford had to declare a state of emergency. And that was in his pants.
Oh, good God.
It's also Columbus Day. Which, Columbus Day. Colombo. You know, the genocidal bastard that discovered America.
Okay. Yeah.
After the fucking Vikings did it, like 100 years before that.
I can never understand that.
Big deal. You know what it was, though? I was reading an article today, and there's actually a kind of sympathetic reason for the Columbus Day. Now, I'm all for people saying it's Indigenous Peoples Day. I think that makes a hell of a lot more sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because nobody deserves a goddamn day more than those guys.
You got that right.
Don't get me wrong. But, surprisingly enough, Columbus Day comes from the same kind of situation. Dates back to turn of the last century. And, the Italians, you know, your WAPs.
Yeah.
A lot of prejudice against them. You know, they were you know, you think today, geez, Italians are everywhere. There's no real prejudice against them. But turn of the century, yeah, they were looked down on. So they was that was sort of I guess there was a. I think I got the link on here. There was a an incident where a bunch of Italian guys in New York City were killed.
Yeah.
In a riot. 11 Italian immigrants were lynched. Holy shit.
Jesus.
That's serious,
Christ.
Man. So, like, yeah. In response, the Italian Americans in New York City erected a statue to Columbus in what became Columbus Circle and inscribed it to the world he gave a world. So.
All right.
And then they started Columbus Day. So identifying Columbus Day was sort of a way to help out the Italians who were being repressed at the time.
Couldn't they find a real Italian to honor rather than a Spaniard? That's what I could never figure out. They got that weak of a history. They can't find a true hero.
He's an Italian. He got financed by Spain.
I thought he was a Spaniard.
No, no. Okay. He's an Italian, but the Italian Italy said, "Oh, go fuck yourself, man.
Genocidal
bastard." Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
But I'm going. But fuck him, because I wanted to go to the bank today, and I drove over there, and it's closed, and I went, "Oh, for crying out loud!
There you go. Uh-huh.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Blame the Italian." I would lynch your cat,
I mean,
if I were you.
I've never killed anybody. I am the least genocidal person you could meet. Fuck it, have my birthday off then. Fuck it, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh, exactly.
This shit. What
I
is this
on
shit?
That.
All right. Yeah, lots of things are getting under my skin these days, I'll tell you what. You know what's getting under my skin?
What's getting under your skin?
These dang TV commercials. TV commercials. It all started, it's in the 80s or so, you know. I don't remember. It was Nike bought the rights to play the Beatles' Revolution, John Lennon's Revolution, and not a version of it, the actual record, you know. And that had never been done. Am I correct on that?
Well, probably.
It was done
real. Right.
Yeah. And ever since then, they used... I mean, that's almost a thing. You want to write a pop song so that it'll be picked up for a commercial. And they have mined these old songs. We did one. So anyway, this is leading into the blow-up. This is where I'm getting my inspiration now. It's from drug commercials and car commercials. If I hear your song on that fucking commercial, kiss it goodbye. Kiss it goodbye.
All right.
Let's write
it
off. It's done. Done through, completed, finished. Mark 7. We're blowing it the fuck up.
Blowing the fuck up.
We did Ozempic, isn't it?
Ozempic.
That one. Yeah. It's magic. That's a drug commercial. Ozempic.
Light my fire.
Those are the worst.
Is George still one for a car?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'd need some documentation on that. Blow up, light my fire.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was watching YouTubes, and they're always butting in with the commercials. I think it was YouTubes. There's something on the Roku.
Uh-huh.
And three times in in the course of an hour, three times I heard "Always Something There to Remind Me," an 80s crappy song. Which I never liked to begin with.
Uh-uh.
So they reminded me, you know, it'd be a good idea to blow this piece of shit up. Which is
thank
that,
you, YouTube.
So. I think that's the introduction is done.
I like it. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. I'm hip.
Blow it up, Commodore. Blow it up.
Oh, I'll tell you what. They brought the Flintstones back in the afternoons. Gigantor is in heaven. He can't. He can't get over it. He's loving his Flintstones, man.
All right.
God bless MeTV for bringing back the Flintstones. All right. Oh boy. the name. Always something there to remind me. I'm not sure who does this, but who cares? Fuck them.
Fuck them. Fuck them.
Ford Prefect reports that the song Always Something There to Remind Me is from the 60s, written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. What? And originally recorded by Dionne Warwick. Say what?
I remember that version.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh,
I just remember the crappy one who he identifies as Naked Eyes.
I don't remember the name Naked Eyes. What is it? One Hit Wonder for those idiots? I never heard of Naked Eyes.
But I've heard that probably one hitter.
They played the shit out
of it. A one hitter.
That's it.
All right, we have a caller on the line, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
I want to throw caution to the...
Is it Tina Fey? It's Tina Fey.
It might be Tina Fey.
Yeah,
I don't know. For all I know, it's Fleet Admiral Janeway, you know.
Woo-hoo.
Try it here.
That'll work.
Area code 615, come on in. It's Possum Hour. Who do we have?
Hey, how's it going, Commodore Decker? You remember who this is?
Oh, geez. Pappy by the Crappy or something?
I'm a little frightened.
Boo-boo?
No.
Heart knocker?
This here's Toilet Guy. How's it going? It's a long time no talk, eh?
That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Is.
Good to have you with us.
Is this Aunt Louise? This is Aunt Louise.
No, it's the toilet guy.
Oh, the toilet guy.
Sorry
to
disappoint.
The toilet guy's back.
How's it going? It's been a
How do we get so lucky?
Man.
You know?
Yeah.
How do you
Where's
get
you
so
been?
Lucky?
Where you been, toilet guy?
I went
guy?
In the slammer for a couple of years.
In the slammer.
Apparently. Oh yeah, accident. So now I'm no longer allowed to have an RV anymore. I have to live in a trailer down by the river.
Yeah,
I hear you.
But the river's nice.
Oh yeah.
You do some fishing.
It is.
A little fishing.
Take a dump
in there. I do a little bit of fishing nowadays. I might could afford me a fishing pole. So I just
What's that called when they
down by the box?
Yeah, what they call that when they go? They call it ganking a fish. They go down and they get the stick their arm in the water and they stick it down a catfish's throat and then pull it out of the water.
Uh-huh.
Fish for it by hand.
I would assume so.
You can catch them with your willy too.
So where's I'm gonna ask you a question. Whatever happened to Reverend Wendy and what was his name? Malt Liquor Man. I haven't heard them in quite a while.
Well, they're in witness protection program now.
Yep.
Oh damn! So. Well, damn man. I hope it wasn't. Oh man, that's so sad, man. I feel.
Well,
for
no,
them,
not
I'm
really. I mean, it depends on the gig you get set up with. It could be good, could be bad. You don't know. That's the whole thing about it. You don't know. It's a secret.
Yeah, I don't know. But I do think about them sometimes. I do miss y'all in the Possum Lounge.
Oh,
I'm
sorry. It's the Witless Protection Program. correct.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
That's right.
All right. Well, we got to do the roll call here, man.
Roll
this
call.
Time for the roll call. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll join you for the roll call. Why not?
Hey, there they are, ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge.
Leading off, Ted's not going to be on the roll call because he peaked early, man. He's had like 18 treats and I think he might have passed on. He might be back later in the show for some mayhem. But anyways.
He must have had his limits.
Yep.
Yeah. Everyone has their... There's Cheeks! Woohoo!
Alright, sweet.
Go team. Cheeks leading off and playing shortstop.
Yes. Sweet out.
And she caught the blow up. She caught the blow up, which she gets a gold star and an extra piece of cake. And speaking of cake, it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. And there she is!
Dr. Cake.
How's it going, Dr. Cake?
Hockey cares.
Go Oilers.
Yeah. Happy
Thanks for coming. And happy Thanksgiving, absolutely. And whatever birthday you want to celebrate. And there's Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
I don't think he's Italian, so
no.
Happy Thanksgiving.
He could.
Happy
Thanksgiving. He could be Italian, we just don't know. Happy Thanksgiving.
We don't know. We're not sure. We're not sure of that. That's one of those mysteries. Golly. Oh, thanks for coming forward. If you have an extra shovel, snow shovel,
yes.
Send it to Ford, man. He might be able to use it. Apparently,
I'm sure he will.
He's living in some strange part of the world that has, like, snow emergency today. What's
man,
up with that?
Buried alive.
I was sitting out on the back patio, man, on a thing reading a beauty, drinking a thing. And,
yeah.
Well, there's Maggie C, or Maggie Magic Now.
Hey,
Magic
Maggie
Now.
C, how you doing?
I like
Happy
Maggie
Thanksgiving
C.
Thanksgiving to you, too.
Yep.
Yes. Even though, well, she's close to the border.
She's a traveling girl.
Well, I mean, I'm American, but I celebrate Thanksgiving today, too.
Okay, there you go.
Did you have some turkey, did you?
Oh, yeah. Now,
there
if I could
go.
Just push my cousin away from the turkey, I
could
try to tell him after the roll call.
Nice. All right. Well, Maggie Now, thanks for coming down. And there's Nashville Hillbilly Boy.
All right. Nashville Hillbilly Boy.
Nashville Billy Boy.
Nashville Billy Boy.
Yeah. His name's right above the pink thing, so I can't see it. Yep.
Nashy, which is a stupid thing
Welcome
to have.
Welcome, Nashy.
Nashy.
All right, Nashy.
Nash Bridges.
Nash Pluto.
How's Cheech? Nash.
I told my brother, y'all,
giving
him a shout-out.
Wow, Kate says she gained 10 pounds last 2 days. She's been eating, man.
All right.
Love to hear it. It's fun to eat sometimes, man. Just tie one on. I can't do that anymore, man. I get sick. My digestive system is just... Tapioca and cabbage. That's all I can digest anymore.
Tapioca tundra.
Yeah. And rounding off this all-star allotment of humans.
Oh.
It's the record setting, Professor R.J. Gumby. Now, did they take a picture of all the Gumbies together at the record-setting Gumby thing?
It's tough to say. I gotta go to the page.
Okay.
I'll go to the page.
Because
yeah,
that would be tits. That'd be tits to see like every fucking Gumby like in one picture. You know.
I like the ones that brought bricks.
Smash them against their head whilst crooning. Hey, look at that, man. Just in time before we went on to more silly stuff. It's G.T. Trenton, a good old pal.
Hey, G.T.
Trenton's
here.
G.T.O.
Yeah,
he was watching some porn.
For you.
Yeah. Checking out some
was
porn.
Was it good porn?
I think it's probably like that. He likes that girl on girl stuff, I think, man. You know. Well, he does.
Okay.
All right. Well, there they are, ladies and germs. The Possum Lounge.
All right.
This is your super host, Commodore Decker.
Thank you. from Alaska on our way to Puget Sound. The skipper went aloft, he said he'd take a look around. When he came down, his face looked like it smelled an awful smell. And then he called all hands on deck, and we all heard him yell, who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? I'll knock him for a loop, that silly nincompoop. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Then old second mate gets hoarse and says, what is this scuttlebutt? I think that I'll go up and look just for the halibut. But he came down and said, boys, this will be a smelly trip. Unless we find that halibut, we better burn the ship. Boy, who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? My nose tells me it's there, but I've looked everywhere. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? The cook said to the captain, sir, before I make the soup, if you have no objection, I'll go snoop around the poop. The cook was pale when he came down, he headed for his bunk. He says, I never knew a fish could outperform a skunk. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? The whole darn crew was weak from this game of hide and seek. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Up steps Canute, Canutson, he is tougher than a boot. He says, I'll find that halibut, poor man, he made Canute. And 15 minutes later, he had found where it was stored, and 20 seagulls fainted when he threw it overboard. Who hit the halibut on the poop deck? Who hit the halibut on the poop deck? We never, never knew what a screwball in the crew. Who had hit the halibut on the poop deck?
Yogi Jorgensen, ladies and gentlemen. GT didn't like that movie with the zombies and Bill Murray and Woody Harrelson and shit.
I got to
see that. What a sucker!
That was a good movie.
Oh, I did see it. Yeah, okay. I thought you meant the new Bill Murray zombie movie.
Hey, man, the toilet guy, could you turn down your sound, man?
Yeah, what's going on in there?
I'm sorry, but I got
the... Got the cartoons on or something?
I got the monitor going and I was watching the TV.
Okay, all right, here you go.
And life in a trailer is pretty loud.
It's not,
but
it's not Mod
you,
Squad, is it?
Go ahead.
I mean, is it not Mod Squad, is it? Oh, okay.
It's just one movie.
I was going to say, because like, if it's Mod
Candy.
Squad, go ahead. Go ahead, watch the Mod Squad. That's okay. But you know, anything else is just going to be distracting.
That word. I wanted to go ahead and share a story about, since we're talking about Thanksgiving. We just had this happen like a couple of years ago, and we invited a cousin up here. Well, it was before I was in the slammer for crazy things that happened here in the RV, but we had a cousin come over, and we were going to prepare for a really nice Thanksgiving feast. You know, we had the turkey getting prepared. I was about to get the turkey ready to be cooked, and it was gone. It was gone, and I looked out the yard, and I saw my cousin making sweet love to the turkey.
Nice.
Mm.
Nice.
Well,
Thanksgiving
don't feel
is a
bad.
Battle,
I put my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
All right, we have a caller, area code 219. Join the fracas. What's up? Who's this? Who do we have here?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it was not Zombieland.
It was not Zombie. Ladies and germs, it's GTO.
Hey, how's it going,
welcome,
GTO?
Sir. So it was not. It was not Zombieland.
No, this is the one that had the guy from Star Wars, you know, Kylo Ren.
I don't know him.
I don't know those things. It's new.
Bill Murray was it? Oh! Yeah. I know which one you're talking about. Bill Murray's the cop.
Yeah, the new one.
Kylo Ren was the deputy.
Yeah,
I heard that. I did hear that suck. I heard that suck.
Oh, it was horrible.
I like the director. I know that your kids don't like him, Decker, but I like the director. What's his name? Jim Morse?
How'd you know my kid doesn't like him?
Because you said it before. I remember you said it before. Yeah,
man,
they don't like his
movie. Sobriety is a bitch. I mean, I have no, you know, it's like your superpower, man. I can't combat that.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right. You made your point.
You make great movies.
You look up the reading the script during the movie.
Huh?
It looks like they're all reading cue cards.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I like
that.
So, all right,
we'll forgive you for that one. Because Zombieland was kick-ass, man.
Oh, yeah.
They
got a sequel out now.
Right. They should bring Bill Murray back as like an all fucked up zombie and shit.
They need to bring Bill Murray back to all the movies.
There you go. Bring Bill Murray back.
Ding. All right. Let's land this ship somewhere in the
stop. Now make that motherfucker hammer sound like
settle down. Anybody wants to go to the toilet, go ahead now. All right, let him have it.
Uh-oh.
It's time
once again.
Guys.
Oh, no. Is it that time?
I know. Man, it just sneaks right up on you. You're having a good time. You're talking about zombies and whatnot. Next thing out of the blue. Hey, thanks for calling in, GT. Always good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah,
good man.
GT.
He's a good man, GT.
He's a good man.
Doesn't care for the yodels.
Nah.
Or the karaoke's or the polkas. But that's okay. You don't hold that against you. All righty. Well, time once again. For 3 minutes, you'll never get back. Brought to you by Lever Brothers and the good people at Bastard Robbers. And now, ladies and gentlemen, 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
Central Station here.
Yeah, what's going on?
Good morning.
Well, caller.
Possum, hey, can you hear me okay?
Hey.
Yes.
Am I coming in live and in charge?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are, sweet.
Is this Magic Now?
It's Magic C.
All right.
Magic C.
Magic C.
Beautiful.
One question. Will you kill for God?
Yes. No, but I will eat. I'll eat pork and cheese at the same time with my cats.
There you go. All right.
Eat pork for God, man.
Eat pork for God.
That's so anti-Zion.
Need a kosher pork.
It's kind of anti-Zion.
This is kosher, yes. Kosher's okay.
Oh, shoot. I was looking for the organ music to introduce you, but here, you get this.
There you go.
Thanks for coming, man.
Excellent. Hey, anytime.
It's excellent.
Right. Where are you now? She's a traveling girl.
Yeah.
She's,
I'm going to go
she's
Philly.
She's in area
way.
Code 971.
She's going to check over by that
the you know. Incognito.
I carry my area code with me, and right now you're in it.
There you go.
Ohio.
It's a paraphrasing
hey,
Matt
Ted.
Dillon, of course. Yeah, Ted's passed out. He's out. Right. Well, we had the world's record Gumbies in one place.
Yep.
Was it a Guinness record Gumby?
That's what they were shooting for. I have no idea what they actually hit.
I mean.
I was in the
how often
they didn't have a picture. They didn't have a picture of them all, or you know.
But I mean, how hard a record would that be to set? I mean, was there already a record for the number of Gumbies in one place?
Well, that's the whole thing about Guinness folks, man. They just start new ones. That's all they do.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what Kay is always talking about. Kay hates the Guinness Book of World Records. Kay Patterson.
Why?
There's this whole stupid stuff. They just come up with something and do it, and there's no one beating them. It's just them doing it.
I haven't looked at that in a million years, but boy, I tell you, in like fifth or sixth grade, that was the book.
Yeah,
everybody wanted that. Oh, my God, that was so hot.
I loved it. Yeah.
Everybody wanted a copy of that bad boy.
Well, you see what they're doing here? They're giving Gumby kits out. So just anyone that shows up, they get a Gumby kit. They can throw a hat on and a mustache, and they're good as gold.
Suspicious.
It's a cheating way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And some loud tinker toys there,
right
toilet guy.
Yeah, you were some kind of chamber, some kind of a torture chamber or something going on over there?
Working on the railroad.
I don't know.
Cheesy.
The Galapagos machine is on the air. Yeah. All right, speaking of the Galapagos.
What's going on today?
Here we go, Colombia. You know, that's like a country down there in, South America.
Yeah?
Learned that in geography. Well, anyway, speaking of Guinness Book of World Records, they broke the record for the biggest batch of scrambled eggs. And it's pretty disgusting looking, man. I mean, if you look it up, they got this big fucking swimming pool full of fucking eggs. Ugh. That doesn't look too appetizing.
Mm. Protein.
It's like
it should be a baby pool with a couple of bikini clad chicks fighting in it. That'll be good.
Mm. Might not win the world record, but
it's entertainment.
Angie Dickinson in a kiddie pool full of scrambled eggs.
Yeah, there you go.
Approximately 62,000 eggs in a pan measuring nearly 40 feet long. I can't imagine it was any good. How much milk? They put any milk in there? You got to put some milk in there.
Don't say anything about the milk. Let's reflect on how many starving kids there are in the world. After putting
no shit.
Uh-huh.
They threw all that crap away because it was garbage, man. It's no way to make scrambled eggs.
No.
You don't make them 62,000 at a time. I'm sorry. That's just not... Look it up. You can Google that shit. They'll say, you know...
I'm Googling now, baby.
60,000 maybe, but 62,000... What, are you crazy?
Good God. What are they thinking? Don't they have anything else to do in South America?
They had a city block worth of bacon bits to go with it. It's delicious.
Perspective.
I love you.
Yeah.
World's biggest hash brown.
No, that's what was left in your underwear the next day. Hey. Okay. Where the hell did this take place? Oh, San Jose. California.
Yeah?
San Jose, California. We need new music.
Do you know the way to San Jose?
To San Jose. Bum, 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 bum. Now that was Dionne Warwick, Burt Bacharach, and Al Davis. Bing, bang, boom.
Do you know the way?
Dionne.
All right. So, we'll have to dig that up and play it like, you know. Sometime and
she's
I'll
got a great voice.
Like, not make fun of it. You know, just play it for or maybe a cover. Get Elvis Rothfarb on that immediately.
All right. I'm on it.
Is he in Philly?
I'll
PM is
Elvis?
Is Elvis there in Philadelphia?
Elvis.
I'd like to meet him.
No, he's left the building, man.
Gumby's not in Philadelphia, Matt. You see, I'm in Feasterville.
Yeah, I see that.
Easter.
Yeah.
But,
it's a feast in Feasterville.
Rock Farm. Oh, well. I'll figure it out.
Good old Roth Farm, man.
Yep.
I like
yeah,
the look
guy.
At you, Maggie C. I like to look at you.
You sound like that. Right. After 5 years, I get a brush. What was his name? Ken?
Ken Shabby. Ken Shabby.
Ken Shabby.
Mr. Shabby. Any future in your job?
Hey,
okay.
Grenache, I'm posting how to dress like Gumby. How to dress like Gumby. Okay,
that
guy
was one of my favorite
on
names. Ken Shabby. Mom Russell's Polecats. All right, San Jose, California.
Yeah.
This dumb. You gotta love thieves that get fucked. Because I think one of the shittiest crimes is being a thief, to steal from somebody.
Yeah.
It's such a low. It's not like
it's
killing somebody.
Like
it's
like,
obviously,
yeah.
That's a lot worse. But being a thief is not that much.
No.
You know, it's no better.
You're
really.
You're a low life.
You're a piece of shit. Let's just say you're a piece of shit. So anyway, this guy, this Mr. Science gets upset when I use that phrase. He says like, he's become such a high class guy these days. You gotta love it. Keeps me on. Piece of shit. All right. This thief, piece of shit thief, made off with a duffel bag that he probably thought had some valuable in there, right?
Uh-huh.
He's made. Well, it turns out it was full of snakes.
Oh, yeah.
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 Full of rare snakes. Isn't that going to be fun when he opens that bastard up? Three pythons and a lizard were in there. And a lizard. Very cool. He's worried about the snakes. So, Hopefully the snakes make out okay. I guess that's all I have to say about that.
Uh-huh. Bag of snakes.
I've been working. Okay. Oh, this is not true, I don't think. But we'll read it anyway. Headline. Pastor claims gay people are possessed by fart demons that can drive pigs to suicide. Now that's a headline.
I believe it.
How did he come to that conclusion?
That's the question, right? That's the $64,000 question right there.
Well, you know what? You know what? You'd have to sign up for this website to find out. So you go to QUERTY.com and sign up. But I don't want to really be on their list, so...
No.
Just leave it there, man.
Yeah.
I'm not signing up for that one. All right, we did the sleepwalker that swallowed the engagement ring. Why does that still up, man? Oh, and the yak escape. My gosh, I didn't clean up the headlines. The wig robbery. We busted that one wide open. Oh, here
Any
we go.
Update on the mashed potatoes?
No. Nothing on the mashed potatoes. I don't know what, you know, you'd think by now they'd have busted that one. Well, here's a tragedy. We haven't had a tragedy one yet.
Okay.
Here's tragedy. 100 cylinders of bull semen go up in smoke and fire at cattle breeding farm. Wow. Cryogenic containers exploded.
Good God. Good God.
I guess that would have been the money shot. Oh, God. Okay. The writer obviously had a sense of humor. The fire was a huge blow for the business.
Oh, dude.
Knock, 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 knock.
Refreshing.
Cause of the fire is being investigated. Okay. They don't know anything. Oh, man. It says, putting out the fire was a unique challenge because the lids of the cryogenic cylinders were just popping off the top and projectiles were being thrown around a building and probably like,
projectiles.
Bull semen. Yum, yum. I'd rather have a duffel bag full of snakes, to be honest. Okay. Well, we should have ended on that one, because this poop story isn't that good.
Well.
End while you can.
But we'll do
it.
Yeah, we'll make do.
Toilet man, we got a poop story coming. Toilet guy.
Yeah, this is the poop story.
There you go. That's what you tuned in for.
What city is it? Is this a fake story? It's my... Well, no, it's... Yeah. It's probably fake. I don't know. You be the judge. Leave it out there at that. Springfield, Missouri. They're taking an unusual approach to the problem of unscooped dog droppings.
Uh-huh.
Where people just walk their dog and they poop and they just leave it there. Which... Ah, that's bad. Bad karma, man. Don't do that.
That's worse than stealing.
So, this doesn't make any sense, though. They're trying to combat piles of poop in the park, so they've printed up flags that have sayings on them like, is this turd, is this your turd, because that's absurd. And dropping the trash, not in the grass, and this is a nudge to pick up your fudge. But that's not going to do any good.
No.
Maybe one guy will go, maybe I should pick up my dog shit, but most people are going to go, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's not bringing shame to anybody. It's stupid.
No. I think they ought to just, like, you know, have snipers in the trees and pick these people off.
I vote for.
All right. Well,
imagine that.
Hey, that's a good boy. Bam! Oh! Uh-huh. So much for him.
They put up flags about where the dead bodies are and shit.
He pooped. All right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There you have it.
Don't stop me!
Back to our show.
every vow you break, every smile you make, every claim you take, I'll be watching you.
Disguised as a radio show entertainment.
Well disguised.
That's the guess. That's the milk.
I've seen that, GT, I've seen that old Batman, parts of it. It's kind of boring, man, really. It's like old black and white Batman.
Yeah.
Serial.
Yeah, the serial.
They were like, they were like a 12-parter or something like that.
They looked like they was, five and dime costumes.
Yeah, they're pretty corny costumes. You're not going to beat Adam West, man. Come on.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
fucking Batman.
Yeah.
Adam West
yeah.
is Batman. The rest are
Sometimes
all playing Batman.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
Yeah, no one can beat Adam West.
Uh-huh. Ooh, man. That's so apropos. We have another caller on the line.
Good God.
We buzz them in. I know.
Yeah,
Grand Central Possum over here. Mm-hmm. All righty. Area code 423, you are on Possum Hour. How are we doing today? We're doing great. Who's this?
My name is Bat Sink Guy. I'm Toilet Guy's gay boyfriend.
All right.
Second other.
Okay.
Well,
did he just out you tonight?
I'm telling you guys, I don't have a boyfriend named Bad Sink Guy. That's a troll. That's a troll right there. I don't have a boyfriend named Bad Sink Guy.
Alright.
There you have it.
Whatever you say. So what's going on tonight?
It's Possumar.
Okay, so you like eat possum, or are you all a bunch of possums tonight?
Sure.
The latter.
All possums.
The latter.
Exactly.
Sure. Now you got it.
You're on the trolley.
That sounds good.
Alright, well...
You sound like one of those chicks on the sex line. The 1-800
sex line.
That took all my money.
Working on the sex line.
This isn't Tiffany, is it? This is Tiffany. Remember me? I was talking to you the other night.
Yeah, the sex line took all of my money, too. But it's where I met the toilet guy. And we got to talking, and he told me all about your show.
There you go. Spread the word, Tully guy. Spread the word.
I tell you guys, I don't have a gay boyfriend named Bad Guy.
And I got all that.
You got the porn music going if you guys want to, if y'all want to get it on there.
There you go.
The same. I'll just, I'll just hang out here and
we'll step back.
Wait for the yodel.
Yeah. It's okay. We can yodel all night.
Alrighty then.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
While listening to the Tut Tut Tuttle Cottage Cheese theme song played on a theremin. Are there any other questions?
Yeah.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
I hit a possum with my car again. Don't think he's playing dead, I'm sure he really is. I'm so ashamed, I'm the one to blame. I have to live with what I did. Bet that possum had a wife and kids doing
what... Alrighty, good times.
Alright, there you go. Now it's got to be close to the yodel. Oh, nope.
Yeah, it's getting closer to the yodel. Hey!
I'd rather have a yodel.
Who doesn't like a yodel, right? We got... Guess who's the yodeler tonight? Can you guess? Can you guess? Can you guess? I gave you a hint.
No.
It's
Ed
Lamar.
Check the slideshow. Check the slideshow.
No.
Oh, the slideshow.
Cactus Man. Chris Farley. UFO dude. Hot
oh, that's right. You told us there was UFO's at the end, right?
Yeah, UFO's the end. Like, that's what we play. That's
the
end.
Oh, Grandpa Jones!
Grandpa Jones!
Grandpa
yeah,
Jones!
Yeah, baby. Grandpa Jones. None other. Right. And that's not Chris Farley. That's John Candy, for the love of possum. Dear Lord.
Interchangeable.
In heaven above. No, not interchangeable. John Candy John Candy was a pretty damn good actor. And Chris Farley was just an insane fucking, probably one of the most hilarious people that ever fucking lived. But
sure.
Not a... can't take him too seriously, man. Boy, he was fucking funny. He was like comedy kryptonite.
Yep.
I could just make you laugh, man.
We're all Chris Farley.
Fucking idiot. Yeah. Fat guys burn out too quick. That suck.
Sometimes.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get on with this here yodeling.
Grandpa Jones.
No lady.
Understand. If you understand.
Holy, holy, holy.
Different time.
Mm-hmm.
It's Especially when you're cutting people's hands off. You know, that's the fucking shit, man.
You do what you gotta do.
Give me a hand. Yeah. Whose do you want? You know, name
that's
it.
That's it.
Ba-dum, bum, bum.
They took things to literal back then.
Yeah.
So I'd like to give everybody a big hand for tonight's show. We had quite a lineup of luminaries that illuminated the festivities here tonight. Like, you know, cast a thousand, ladies and gents. Beauty. Hey, since we got a whole gang here, you want to do like a, I don't know.
Sing out.
Henry the Eighth?
Hey, okay, Henry the Eighth.
Do a little Henry tonight? Everybody up for it?
Yeah.
Everybody knows it. Come on now. Toilet guy, Henry the Eighth, you up for it?
I heard him say, ooh yeah.
I'm up for it.
Ooh yeah.
Is this trainee still on the line? Toilet guy's
I think everybody's there. I think Dick Cheney's on seven. Okay. Hit it. Sing out, Dick.
Yeah.
Hit it, baby.
Thank you.
good show?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I would say it was pretty good.
And you got your laundry done. Two in one. Twofer.
Hey, you slinging gars in the morning there, Gumby, are you? Oh, Gumby's gone. He done up and left. Well, I reckon he's slinging gars. Yeah. Well, let's see here.
That was awesome, Possum.
It was awesome, Possum?
Mm-hmm. Beyond.
It's dope. I'm glad it was good for you, baby.
It was so good until that bathtub guy came on the air and hit on me.
Uh-oh. I don't want to start anything. No bad blood. No bad blood now.
Could get kinky. All right,
well,
I think I'm going to sign off.
Yeah. Hold on. Well, let me kick Tommy in the crotch real quick. And this is how you wrap up the show. See, with a little style, a little panache.
Yeah.
Say, hey, thanks everybody for coming. What a wonderful audience we had tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And a guest list beyond compare.
Indeed.
That's all I got.
All right. It was epic.
And and it wouldn't have been a show without Dr. Cake or any of the other possums who participated in this Melie. I don't know if we're going to be on the air Friday, but let's just say, yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll say we'll see, which doesn't mean no, like my mom meant it. It means
kind of like
I don't know.
Magic-y.
And we'll, yeah, we'll find it out. It's, yeah, we'll magic see on that. Now, okay, again, forgive the Italian guys. Eat right. Oh, eat right and get plenty of exercise.
Just don't forget.
I'm serious. I'm dead.
I'm
dead serious about that. I had a real busy weekend, a lot of work. It was very hard work, and I prepared by eating right, exercising, and getting plenty of rest. And
excellent.
It went well. It was great. I felt strong and capable. It's amazing what listening to your parents will do. So just keep that in mind, kids. And that's the end of the show. Yeah, it ends with a whimper, not a bang.
Excellent.
If you were expecting something, you know, pithy. Piss off.
This is where it is.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Thank
good
you.
Good night, all of y'all.
This is where the show ends. This is where the show ends.
Thank you, Gumby.
Good. The show ends. Thank you, Gumby. Thank you, Gumby. Thank you, Gumby.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.